Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a joke we have in the break room.
What's your joke?
Whatever Tommy says, the opposite happens. He somehow speaks wrong into existence.
Wow.
Well, this story proves it's no longer a joke. It's a fact.
How did he get it?
One day he decided that this Asian country was without this standard food. Mm. And he said this legitimately to begin with. And when he heard how stupid it was falling out of his mouth, he decided to double down and insist every time it comes up, there ain't this here.
Oh, a little jingle.
Well, it turns out not only do they have it, they may have the oldest version of it in the history of mankind.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Kimmy,
yeah.
About a year ago, we were having a discussion about ethnic food here in the break room.
Mm.
We have a lot of ethnic food discussions in the break room.
Yeah, we do.
And as we started talking about Chinese food, out of nowhere, Tommy Mulay made a statement. Do you remember what that statement was?
Yes.
What was that statement?
There ain't no cheese in China. There's no Chinese food that has cheese on it.
Yes, yes.
Think about all the Chinese food you've ever enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Not a speck.
Sure.
Not a speck of cheese.
Not any cheese in any Chinese food.
Well, can you name one? You love your Chinese food.
Hey, Kimmy, what's inside crab rangoon?
Okay, that's
like
first
cream
of all,
cheese.
Yeah. That is
cream
an,
what?
Cream cheese.
Okay, that is an Americanized version. That's not even Chinese food.
Where do they sell it?
At the American Chinese Embassy.
Kimmy, can you Google if crab rangoon was an actual food in China? Because it would make sense. There are dumplings that has cheese in it, too. And those
I've never had one goddamn... You talking about dim sum?
You have to talk about dim sum?
You have to talk about dim sum. Yeah, ain't dim sum no cheese.
There's cheese in some of
those. No, right. I've never had one. You have a Philly cheesesteak dim sum, you dimwit.
Do they do that?
I do want to read this really quick. Crab rangoon was invented by a Hawaiian or Pacific Islander restaurant in San Francisco in the 50s.
Beijing.
Cream cheese is non-existent in Chinese food.
Okay.
Yeah, what if Philadelphia went over there and showed it to them on one of their cruise ships?
From the moment you said there ain't no cheese in China, you have continued to insist there ain't no cheese in China.
Oh, I forgot about the great Chinese cheese wars of the 1800s.
Oh, no, it actually goes back farther than that.
They were putting it on their opium.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to believe this story.
One day, fine.
Back in 2003, a 3,600-year-old coffin was found in Xinjiang, China, if I mispronounce that.
Xinjiang.
Xinjiang? Is that how to say it?
I have no idea.
Thank you. When they found this woman, scientists noticed something draped around her neck, and at the time, they assumed it was a necklace, some kind of piece of jewelry. But last week, that all changed, because they've been doing years of research on this body that they found.
So this has like been 20-plus years of research.
Yes, on this, 21 years.
After they exhumed her.
Yes, they found her in 2003. Mm. This week, they discovered what the substance around her neck actually was.
Oh.
Cheese.
Man, that cheese
on this
up.
Chinese woman.
This woman had cheese laid over her when she passed away.
So did they figure out how? Because that was she's almost 4,000 years old.
Yeah.
How'd she get to Philadelphia?
That would mean that not only is there cheese in China, This is the oldest cheese ever discovered in the history of mankind. It's Bronze Age cheese. So there is cheese in China.
So what did they do? Wait a minute.
And it's possible they were making cheese before anyone else was making cheese.
So do we know where cheese was first started?
China.
Well, hold on.
Well, we don't know that for sure. I mean,
I'm saying that's the oldest.
So why didn't they eat it?
We know of.
Why didn't they incorporate it into their diet? Because all their Chinese food is like fish
and noodles.
Doesn't
matter. It's cheese.
Your argument was
it doesn't matter how you use it.
Your argument was just there's only cheese in American Chinese food, but that's a flawed argument because you've never had Chinese food in China, have you?
No, hold on, so how would you know? I can't drive to China.
How would you know?
Well, how come you never hear about it? What would that food be?
Well, name an authentic Chinese dish. You can't name a single one.
Yes, I can.
Go.
Chongqing. Egg Foo Young.
So again.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Sure.
Do certain things as they age turn into cheese?
Is that a serious question?
Right, like it's something that gets so old, it kind of
Leave your sneaker in your basement for long enough, it turns into a piece of cheese, you idiot.
So that piece of cheese that they found, the DNA analysis of the cheese revealed cow and goat DNA, which is basically how they were able to conclude that it was cheese.
Yes, it's cheese.
So it's
a dairy product. It is cheese.
Well, maybe they wore dairy products just to keep evil spirits away.
Which would mean they had
like
cheese.
Like garlic and vampires.
Yeah. Which would mean they had cheese.
Just because, let's say they didn't eat it, they still had cheese.
Well, of course they ate it. It's cheese. Why would you make cheese and not eat cheese?
I don't know. It was found in a lot of tombs, it sounds like.
What a waste of cheese.
Not only is there cheese in China, not only is it possible they were making cheese before anyone else, this means it would be impossible for you to be more wrong about this. And we only find out about it.
Yeah.
Because like 6 months to a year after you made that stupid statement, a body they found 21 years ago that was buried 3,600 years ago had cheese on it in China. You know what this means?
What's it mean?
It's official. Tommy Mulay has some weird mystical ability to speak negative and stupid things into existence. You say there's no cheese in China. Mm. We find the oldest cheese ever. It's not just this, Kimmy.
Where else?
Tommy says we don't get earthquakes in New York. And in the coming years, we have nothing but earthquakes.
No tornadoes either.
Yes, there's no tornadoes at all in New York. In the coming years, this summer, we had more tornadoes than any other state in America. Tommy says there are only 5 black bears in the state of New York. A black bear shows up in his backyard 2 days later. And I know there are other ones that we're forgetting about.
And there'll probably be more in the future. So you're welcome.
This is past logical explanation.
What is it, Pat?
You have some kind of strange
telepathic
mystical ability
touch with the universe
to change the future based on how confident you are in a wrong statement. Yes, yes. But it's only when the universe wants to tell you you're wrong. You're like the opposite of Nostradamus.
You're the greatest guy ever.
No, you're Nostradamus is what you are.
Nostradamus.
You are.
That and more folks at the comedy club.
Look, explain it. Explain to me how
I can't explain mystic talents. Yeah.
When I saw this story, I got a little freaked out.
Oh.
Like, I mean, tell me you're not a little freaked out.
Cheese found in China.
On a 3,600-year-old body that they discovered the year before I graduated from high school.
Where's all their cheese now?
They have cheese. Can you Google Chinese cheese? There's Chinese cheese brands.
Like a dish with cheese?
No, just Google Chinese cheese.
And it's only because of us.
By the way, Chinese cheese is probably like a jam band that like tours the southern tier.
Okay, so they're, it seems like their like popular cheese is called Ruchon.
Ugh.
It says it's stretched like mozzarella and dried in the sun.
Ew.
It almost looks like, you know what they look like?
Yeah,
they almost
Cheese
look like
in
little
the Sun was one of the most famous novels back in China.
Yeah, like it looks like a cracker almost, like a cheese cracker.
Right.
There you go.
So it's settled.
Right.
There is cheese in China.
Thanks to the Americans and this old woman.
And there are more black bears than 5 in New York State, and we do get tornadoes here, and there are earthquakes in the greater Rochester area, and all of these things that you confidently say do not happen actually happen.
Right. So listen to me.
No. Listen to the opposite of him, because say something, it changes the space-time continuum. You're like the worst Back to the Future ever. Going back to the cheese, again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Just a few months after Tommy claims legitimately that there ain't no cheese in China, a 3,600-year-old coffin that was found in 2003 containing the remains of a woman, they discovered, in doing DNA analysis on something around her neck, that it was actually cheese. So there is cheese in China. Going back to this cheese, would you try the cheese if you had the opportunity?
Wait, old ass China on the neck cheese?
Are you talking about ancient cheese?
No, it's rancid. It's probably poison.
Okay, but like, so the folks who discovered it said it was well preserved based on the cool, dark place the body was discovered.
It's also on a dead body, though.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Dead body for 4,000 years, man. Everything has crawled on that thing.
Okay, but like,
well, they keep cheese in caves in France. Is it France or Italy?
Italy, they use it as like collateral for loans. Mm. Legitimately, you can go take a wheel
cheese
of cheese.
Caves.
Yeah, I mean, like, aged cheese is expensive, right? Like, how aged can cheese get before you can't eat it
anymore? It's got to be an end date.
I'm asking. Excuse me, I'm burping into a microphone talking about this cheese.
Because usually, like, when you see that age, it's like 90 days or something. It's not like 900.
Oh, I thought it goes decades.
Yeah, they'll say like aged for however many years.
Of course,
it's not wine.
You just said there's no decade cheese, so Kimmy's about to tell us that you could age cheese.
Hey, I got a 1959 slice of cheese.
And isn't the most aged cheese the most expensive?
Yeah.
To a point.
That's what I'm asking, what the point is, right?
Like, how long can you age it?
Yeah.
Before it goes bad.
Does it just keep getting better? Let me ask you a question. Right. Let's say the scientists that were studying this body, they hear us talking right there in Rochester for some reason.
What happened?
They come in and they got a piece of the cheese.
The 4,000-year-old cheese. Yeah.
Would you take a bite of it for $1,000?
Oh. Maybe. I don't have $1,000.
Wait, so you're just like, no, and all it took was $1,000 for you to eat 4,000-year-old
cheese?
Yeah,
I'm broke.
So there was Parmesan. A 21-year-old Parmesan cheese was once auctioned off for charity. It says a very dry cheese can age for many years. It doesn't really put like a number on it.
You're gonna kill Al Pacino.
No, that's how he keeps living as long as he does.
The aged cheese.
Yeah, he's eating aged cheese. Yeah, he's just getting warmed up, from what I understand. Like, when they say that the cheese was well-preserved, I don't know if that means eating it preserved.
Well, it just means it hasn't fallen apart.
But the fact that it hasn't fallen apart would also kind of lead you to believe that maybe you could eat it.
So, I think in Asia, too, they eat these, like, super old eggs that they bury in the ground. But they're, like, old, and they're, like, pickled or preserved or something, but they're, like, nasty. Like, people say they stink, and they eat them.
Have you ever had one?
I might eat a rancid-ass egg.
Do you like pickled eggs?
Yeah, but I like the good fresh ones that you get at the bar.
The good fresh pickled eggs.
And I like them in the pink juice. Those are really
have
good.
Have you had one? They're good.
I don't know. I've only eaten that kind of stuff when I'm drunk.
Yeah, me too.
Like those sausages they have in a jar.
I was going to say, there's nothing better than an off-brand sausage and a pickled egg and a dive bar.
But it's also a pickled sausage.
Yeah.
But I'm always wasted, and it's salty.
Like, when it comes to, like, that new stuff, like, I'm open to try a lot of stuff. There are things that are gross that I'm afraid I'm going to like it before I eat it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
Well, like, for example, we've talked about this fruit a couple of times, and I know Teddy's going to call us because it's from where he's from, durian. And if you cut it open, it smells like a dead body.
Oh.
But people swear by this stuff. They love this fruit.
And it tastes good.
Yeah, there's a couple of places in Rochester. I think it's like the Asian food markets that import them, and you can go buy them.
But it smells nasty.
So I've been in a room, not with one that's cut up. So I haven't smelled what the smell is. And it's been offered to me, and I'm afraid to try it because if I like it, I don't want to be the guy that eats the dead
body. How about your breath afterwards?
Well, I don't know if it affects your breath.
I think the taste, there was like, you know, one of those cooking shows, and they said like the taste doesn't taste like it smells.
That's what they all say.
We almost knocked each other unconscious racing for that joke. Like, it was so there, we both stopped. Let's hold hands across the finish line together. All right, so, just to recap. There are earthquakes in New York, despite what Tommy says. There are tornadoes in New York, despite what Tommy says. There are more than 5 black bears in New York, despite what Tommy says. Mm-hmm. And there has been, and always will be, cheese in China.
Yeah, so go down to Chinatown and get you some cheese.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.